Jibreel alayhi salam descends to the earth with a group of malaika, making dua for blessings on every servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that they find standing in worship or sitting and celebrating the praises of Allah. Then, on the day of Eid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts about them to the angels and he says, "O angel, what is the reward that any employee who had fully completed his servant?" They reply, "O our sustainer, his reward should be given to him in full." To this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies, "O my angels, verily my servants, the males among them as well as the females, have performed the obligatory duty upon them. Thereafter, they have set forth to the Idgah, the eighth place, raising their voices in prayer to me. I swear by my greatness and by my honor and by my grace and by my high position that I shall surely answer the du'as of all these people." Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, addressing the people, "Returned, certainly I have forgiven your sins and I have exchanged your bad deeds with good ones." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "These people then return from the place of Eid Salah in a forgiven state. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among those who are forgiven on the day of Eid." A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin asa'an yakunu khayran minhum. Wala nisa'un min nisa'in asa'an yakunna khayran minhun. This is a few ayats. I'm not going to read all the ayats. Inshallah, we read it in the Taraweeh. But if we look at the enmity and the animosity and the hatred sometimes between people, between individuals, then what happens is that we will find that it is as a result of people not showing respect to other people's honor and making a mock of them and undermining them and, you know, ridiculing them. So in these verses, there are three verses first that are making mention of direct attacks on fellow human beings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la yaskhar qawmun min qawmin, asa an yakunu khayran minhum." Now there is a background to why these verses were revealed, but inshallah we'll discuss it another time. We just look at the commands that Allah ta'ala has given here. One is Allah says, "O believers, one group of people, a people should not mock another people. Likewise, an individual should not mock another individual." So the mockery can take place as a result of the person's background, or maybe the person has got some, you know, physical disability, or he made some mistake somewhere, or because he is maybe just a poor person, it could be any reason. So they make a mock of him. So Allah says, don't do that. And then Allah says, it's possible the one who is being mocked is much better than the one who is mocking. We got no guarantee. We have absolutely no. Who, Qiyamati, we say, "Oh, we're laughing at this guy. This guy is right there on top." And Allah Ta'ala is taking us in the other way. Allah protect us. So we don't know who's in a better position. Then Allah says, "Wala nisa'u min nisa'in." So Allah spoke to the believers, men and female, male and female were included in there. Then He says, the females must also not mock other females. "Asa'an yakunna khayran minhun," because it is possible that some of the females that are being mocked, they are better than those who are mocking them. So why Allah is specifically, you know, mention the females again? So the ulama have mentioned because this sickness is found more commonly in them, whether they like it or not, but this is the fact of the matter. So, "Wala nisa'u min nisa'in asa'an yakunna khayran minhun." Then the second thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Wala talmizu anfusakum." Don't look for faults on each other. So one is, a person is doing something wrong, you tell him in a nice, respectful way, "By this, what you have done, you know, it's not like this, it's like that." But some people have got a sickness, and it's so unfortunate today, we find it in pamphlets and radio stations and everywhere, person looking for somebody's faults. Even if somebody does something right, they'll make it a fault and make him look bad. So this is such a bad sickness. So, and you can see how much of animosity and disunity it creates. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't look for faults. And also this ayat means, "Wala talmizu anfusakum." Don't taunt each other. Don't look for taunting. Or it could also mean don't slander. All these are done directly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't do that. "Wala talmizu anfusakum, wala tanabazu bil alqab." And don't insult each other or other people. With what? With mocking names, mocking titles. So, you know, sometimes you mock somebody
in a very bad way, again, maybe because of some physical defect he has, or some other difficulty, some background he has come from, or some other problem. And sometimes that name sticks to a person throughout his life, unfortunately. And that person is such a bichara also, he also doesn't do anything about it. But maybe he's feeling bad in his heart, we don't know. So we mustn't call people by ugly names and insulting names because of something they had done. Maybe somebody made a mistake in life. Sometimes a man's grandfather made a mistake, the grandchildren are still getting the same thing. They say, why he called this guy by this name? So, you know, 20, 30 years ago, when his grandfather did, he did like that. So that name is coming down. How can we do things like that? Allah save us. So Allah says, don't mock people by insulting surnames. Don't do that. Or pet names or insulting nicknames. Yes, you can give somebody a beautiful nickname. You can call him something nice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave people nice nicknames, like Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Till today, the name is Father of the Kittens because he had so much love for cats. And lots of other sahabas have been given different kinds of nicknames by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you can give somebody a good nickname. But if you know the person doesn't like it, then don't taunt him with that name. Don't insult him. It's not a good thing. Right? So that's the thing. And nowadays, you can see how also this how commonly it has become, that people don't even think two times what they call anybody else. Allah protect us. So these are the three things. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بِئْسَ الْإِثْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْضِ الْإِيمَانِ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَتُوبْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. Now we come to the other one. I just skip this. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِّ. Oh believers, avoid thinking too much suspicious thoughts about others. We did this the other day before iftar, that we harbor bad and suspicious thoughts about anybody and everybody all the time. We just got a negative thought about them for no reason. The problem is with us, but we are harboring bad thoughts. And maybe sometimes the fellow has got some problem, he has done something wrong, and he is a suspect, then in that case, it's a different story. But some people have got this internal sickness. They just look for faults, and they are at all times just, you know, suspicious about that one. And we spoke about the harms of having that kind of a thing. Allah says many times, it is sinful. Inna ba'da zanni ithm. Some of the sins that, some of the bad thoughts you harbor, you're carrying a sin in your heart for no reason at all. Keep it clean, take it out, and don't worry about it. Just get rid of it. Inna ba'da zanni ithm. So this is now not a direct attack on somebody, like the first thing was direct. This is you carrying it in your heart. And this thing is going to have spiritual impact on a person. It's going to have implications, and it's going to make him bad also in the long run, like we make mention of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, inna ba'da dhanna ism, wala tajassasu, and don't eavesdrop and spy on other people. There's another sickness people have got. The minute they know somebody is doing something, they go and find out, and they start prying and poking and investigating, and then afterwards they expose the person. And sometimes people have got their weaknesses, people have got their problems, and people sometimes eavesdropping. You know, sometimes people got technology, they even do other things. They, you know, they tap the phones and do all kinds of funny things so that they can get enough bad evidence on this person here, then they can character assassinate him. So this is a very bad thing. Don't do that. We have no business doing that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, a person who does that, they're going to put molten lead in his ear on the day of Qiyamah. So who can take that? Sometimes, you know, we used to get earache when we were small. Then our mother used to take that sweet oil, make it a little bit warm, and put in our ears, and we always used to jump. Oh, so sore. Imagine putting molten lead in the ear of somebody. Allah ta'ala protect us. So Allah says, وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا وَلَا يَغْتَبْ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا. And you must not make ghibat of each other. So again, ghibat is not directly, the person is somewhere else talking behind his back. And people enjoy it, it's a whole meal on their own sometimes. Like we say, they went to a wedding and they said they had a 7-course meal. And they were enjoying, so first was the starters, and then was that, and then was the biryani, and that was the prawns and that. And there was one more, we're eating dead brother's meat. That was the other cause. Everybody sitting there and talking bad about somebody. So that was the 8th cause. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Allah Ta'ala save us. Allah says, eating a dead brother's flesh, if you are making ghibat about him. So these are such things that we should get rid of. It will not only clean us up, it will not only improve our spirituality and our connection with Allah Ta'ala, but in society also, it will create a very harmonious society, and people won't have this enmity and hatred and, you know, judging each other and creating disunity and disharmony amongst the people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, be careful of these things. So these are three which we mentioned, open, and the three other that are hidden. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, inshallah. Let's pick some dhikr. أفضل الذكر فاعلم أنه